Okay, let's begin. I want to discuss with you a few ideas relating to Yom Kippur. First thing I want to discuss is Kol Nidre. Okay, we have this very interesting minug. We open up Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre. This is the most solemn moment of the Yom HaDin. And what are we really doing? We are annulling vows. It's a very, very bizarre, a very bizarre custom. Everyone comes to shul, and there's a little bit of introduction. First you take out the Sefer Torah. It's a very beautiful minute. You take out the Sefer Torah. That itself is a whole topic in and of itself. I'm just interesting, curious what's done in all of your shuls. How many Sefer Torah do they take out?
Four.
Oh, so
the left and the right.
All right, Rabbi. But let me ask you. They take out only two to begin with. By Rabbi Garfinkel.
Two
Sefer Torah. And where do you daven? Kingsway Jewish Center.
Yeah.
They take them all out. Take them all out. And what do they do, Rabbi Nevsky?
Three.
Okay, very good. I saw another minute, seven. What? How many?
All the Torah.
Only one Torah?
All the Torah, because they sell it.
All right, but there are different customs. One custom which I just find very captures the entire theme is they start out by taking out all the Sefer Torah. And they walk around the whole shul. The purpose of walking around is everyone comes forward to kiss the Sefer Torah. It's brought down. I think the Mechaber brings down. To be mefayes the Sefer. When Yom Kippur begins, you go to the Sefer Torah and you try to be mefayes. You try to appease the Sefer. You acknowledge, Chotasi of Yisrael, I have sinned. I have not fulfilled what it says in the Torah. And we have to also recognize that Yom Kippur is the day when the Luchos Shniyos, the Torah, was given to us a second time. The Torah was given to us the first time on Shavuos. But 40 days later, Moshe Rabbeinu, he shattered the Luchos, which captured the Torah. And Moshe had to go back to the Mispalel, and it took until Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain with a second set of Luchos. And that's what we have today. We have today the second set of Luchos. It was given on Yom Kippur, and therefore the custom in some communities was they would take out all of the Sefer Torah and walk around the shul in order to allow every single person to be mefayes, to plead, to apologize, to appease the Sefer Torah for transgressing the mitzvos that are contained within. So you need many Sefer Torah. A very big shul, it's not going to be enough to just take out two Sefer Torah, because the purpose is not to stand there. After everyone in the shul kissed the Sefer Torah and speaks to the Sefer Torah and appeases the Sefer Torah, all of the Sefer Torah are returned to the Aron, with the exception of two. Because around how many Sefer Torah do you need around the beam already? You have the Shliach Tzibur, and you have the Chazonei Ha'am, and they stand on the two sides of the Shliach Tzibur. Each one holds a Sefer Torah. So this appears to be a very legitimate minuk. You start out by cleaning out the Aron. Everyone comes forward to kiss the Mephite. That's a very important minuk. Beautiful minuk, yeah.
There's a minute, I remember, in some shoes where you daven and say certain tefillos beforehand.
Yeah.
And when you finish with tefillos, we go to everybody in the shul and ask either mechila or
shul. that's an extension. Yeah. You go around and everyone asks mechila from each other.
Yeah.
The proper thing to many people in this generation, they ask the mechila every Rosh Hashanah. That's wrong. That's not the time to ask mechila.
Give Shalom.
The time to ask mechila is Erev Yom Kippur. Today, we're losing focus on how to do things right. Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom HaDin. It's not the time to be mefayis chaveret. The time to be mevakesh mechila, to get the bang for your buck, is to go to your friends Erev Yom Kippur and ask them, I'm sorry if I did something wrong. If you want to just do a casual yomoichlami, that is done Erev Yom Kippur, not Erev Rosh Hashanah. Unfortunately, I think most people do it Erev Rosh Hashanah, but it's clear. That's not the right time. Okay, we're coming to that right now. I just want to go through the Seder. I want to go through some of the minhagim. Let's just go through one thing at a time. The first minhag, the opening minhag, let's go one thing at a time. The opening minhag of the Yom Kippur night. This is a minhag, unfortunately, it's been lost from us to a certain degree. Let's even go a step back was to say tefillah zaka. When I was a child, tefillah zaka was serious business. People came very early. People didn't eat so much. They had their suda, they were done. They came to shul very early. They dressed in the kittel, was very serious, and said tefillah zaka. Unfortunately, in the last number of years, I've seen tefillah zaka has totally taken a steep decline. People come late to Kol Nidre, they barely make it, they start Kol Nidre extremely late, way past the Zman, because people don't show up, and the whole tefillah zaka unfortunately has fallen away. That's a very big chaval. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Tefillah zaka is serious. That's the first minute. The first minute is tefillah zaka. And tefillah zaka, you see you mvakesh different things, and the most important thing is the end of tefillah zaka, where you declare that I'm moichel everyone that has sinned against me. Because Rav Moshe holds shuv, there's a question, that's the most one. And therefore, if a person comes late, you come late and you start saying tefillah zaka, and you realize you're not going to make it, it's a very long tefillah, you realize you're not going to make it before they take out the Sefer Torah, you skip all the stuff in the beginning, just skip and go to the very end. That's the most important. We have to go. That's the most important part of tefillah zaka. Yeah.
That you are going to have nachat ruah, good, better teshuvah is not better in these days, because maybe he is not able on Erev Kippur to call them and to apologize and to start from these days to be better teshuvah, to make better shalom.
So therefore what?
Huh?
I don't understand.
You say only Erev Yom HaKippurim we can say sorry what I did. But in these days, why not? He cannot do this.
I don't understand. The proper time, it's a Gemara. A person should be mefayis chaveroi erev Yom Kippur. It's in the Gemara. I'm not making this up. The Gemara says the proper time to be mefayis, to appease your friend, is erev Yom Kippur, not erev Rosh Hashanah. Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva is not Erev Yom Kippur. There's Aseres Yemei Tshuva and there's Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, so I just want to point out that if you come late to shul, you don't have a chance to say the entire tefillah zaka, you should jump to the end, because you jump to the end is where you say that you moichel everyone that has sinned against you. Okay? Every night, that's right. You're supposed to, every night, with Kriya Shema Al Hamita. That's right. You're supposed to say it every single night. But you're certainly supposed to say it.
No. Before starting Kol Nidre, the Chazan, the rabbi, say if anyone has problem with other, you shouldn't make me la, and the opposite say machal.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Shortcut.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, so the first minug is to say tefillah zaka. Next thing, the next minug is to take out all of the Sifrei Torah from the Aron Kodesh and to pass them around, or the they walk around, and you're supposed to go and kiss the Sefer Torah. The kissing, people kiss the Sefer Torah the whole year round when they take out the Sefer Torah. But even people who don't kiss the Sefer Torah the whole year round should make it their business to go and kiss the Sefer Torah Erev Yom Kippur by Kol Nidre. That is the proper time when you should really make it your business to approach the Sefer Torah and to kiss the Sefer Torah and to be maharet, to think in your mind when you're kissing the Sefer Torah to apologize to the Sefer Torah. Just like you are supposed to be mefayis chaveroi Erev Yom Kippur for sinning, you're supposed to be mefayis the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah passes by you when they take it from the Aron Kodesh. And therefore it's the duty of the Gabbai to make sure that there's enough time to properly take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron and have it walk around, go around the shul where everyone has time to properly kiss it and meditate as the Sefer Torah passes in front of them. Next. What? So there are different customs. People today are very macro on hygiene. People are, so right. you're going to use your tzitzis, you're going to use your hand. Whatever, that's not the issue. The issue is not how you kiss Sefer Torah. The issue is that you should make contact with it and be mefayes it for sinning, transgressing the mitzvos that are within. Next, the next minute is to recite the pasuk Or Zorua Latzadik Uli Yishre Leiv Simcha. Why do we say this pasuk? It's the time to, third minute, the time to meditate that this is the moment when Rabbi Akiva was killed. Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. Nisa Sadikim is the kapara for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva represents Torah Shebal Peh. He's basically the architect of Torah Shebal Peh. The Sefer Torah that you're passing around is a Torah Shebichsaf. That's Torah Shebichsaf. I mean, it includes, of course, Torah Shebal Peh. But we emphasize it's not just a Torah Shebichsaf, it's also a time to meditate, to focus, and mimifayes to Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, we make mention of Rabbi Akiva because of the spell Rabbi Akiva, or the last letters. Resh, or is a Resh, that stands for Rebbe. Zorua, Ayin, Ah. Latzadik, Kuf. Uli Yishrei, Yud. Leiv, Beis, Simcha, Hei, that's Reish, Ayin, Kuf, Yud, Beis, Hei, Akiva. Akiva spelled with a Hei. Some spell it with an Aleph, some spell it with a Hei. It's very complicated. Rachman was a person is a get, and his name is Akiva. He's got a big problem. Sometimes there are different customs, exactly what to do, and how exactly do you spell Akiva with an Aleph or a Hei. But in this pasuk, it's spelled with a Hei, and it's...
Originally in the old Gemaras,
yeah.
About over 1,000 years ago, they spelled it with a
hey. Well, they had an old Gemara, so the Gemaras now have it with an Aleph, right?
Had it
with a hey. So in Aramaic it's with an Aleph, in Hebrew it's with a hey, okay, whatever it is. But we have over here, Rabbi Akiva is the tzaddik. He was killed Erev Yom Kippur, or at the very beginning of Yom Kippur, by one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. So this is the meeting number 3. We're trying to remember Rabbi Akiva. May his petira be a kapara for Klal Yisrael, be a zechus for Klal Yisrael, and at the same time remember who he was. He represented, he was basically the architect of Torah Shebal Peh, and we combine this with the Torah Shebichsav, and especially appropriate for Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur was the day when the Luchos Shvi'is were given to us, when the Torah was given to us. Okay, next. Then there is Aldas Hamokam, minig number 4. Aldas Hamokam, Aldas Hakahol, B'Yeshiva Shalmala, B'Yeshiva Shalmata, Anu Matirim Lehispadal Imho Arvayonim. An amazing thing. This is Mamish right out of a Kabbalah Sefer. And this is something that is done by the entire Klal Yisrael. That B'Yeshiva Shalmala, whenever you talk about Yeshiva Shalmala, it's pretty scary stuff. Right? You don't like to hear that term. The person, Rachman al-Sun, died, he said he was Olal Yeshiva Shalmala. So here we have the Bezdin Shalmata. We have over here the Gaboyim, the Chazan HaKnesses, the Shliach Tzibur, and the Chazan HaKnesses, and the Merda Asra. And they all are asking Rishus. We're asking Rishus to be mispalal together with the sinners. We know that the Ketores, and the Ketores, there was one of the Simon called the Chelbina. The Chelbina had a foul odor, had an odor, not a fragrance, and yet it was mixed together because you have to be ma'arev at Sibor is Rosh Tevos, Tzadikim, Beinonim, Urishoim. Right? Sibor, Tzadik, Tzadikim, Beis, Beinonim, Vav Reish, Urishoim. You have to include in the Tzibor, the whole Tzibor must include the Avarionim, and we're asking Rishos from the Mokom. This, by the way, is the third place where you have the Mokom. Right? You have the Mokom by a base Ovel. HaMokom, Yinachim Eschem, Mesoch Shavil Tzin Mishalayim. You have HaMokom by the Haggadah. The Haggadah, Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu. And here is the Chut HaMashulash, the Mokom, and Yom HaKippurim, Aldas. You really start the service off, Aldas. Hamokoyim. The Aldas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Mokom Mekabel Shel Olam. Aldas HaKohol V'Yeshiva Shalmal Shel Shalmata. We are Mati. We ask permission. Anu Matidim. We sanction L'Hispalel. It's an expression that we're Matir to L'Hispalel Imho Arvo Yonim. Okay, so that's another concept. Then we come to Kol Nidre. Minig number 5 of the night. Minig number 5 is to recite Kol Nidre. The Gemara says, and why are we citing Kol Nidre? So there's a very, very major disagreement between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, two of the great Rishonim. What is the purpose of Kol Nidre. Now let me read the text. I have in front of me an art school machzor, and I also have here a Birnbaum machzor. Let's see what it says here in the Birnbaum machzor. Arvus Mincha Yom Kippur. Okay, here we go. Kol Nidre. So let me read you what it says in the art. Let me read you what it says in the Birnbaum. Right. This is tradition. Right, I imagine most of you grew up with this. Okay, so it says you're called Nidre, the Esrei, the Charame, the Koname, the Chinuye, the Kinuse, Ushevuos, Dindarno, Ude Ishtabadno, Ude Acharemno, Ude Isarno, Anafshosono, Miyoim Kipurim Ze, Ad Yoim Kipurim Habo Oleinu Letoiva. Birnbaum. No brackets, no footnotes, no fancy things, tradition. It says from this Yom Kippur until next year Yom Kippur. Future. What you're really doing here, according to this text, is you're making a declaration. It's not HaTorah Nedarim. That's what we're going to come to in a moment. You're making a declaration that any vow that I make from now, from this Yom Kippur until the following Yom Kippur, I want to make a Tanai right now that it's null and void. I know later during the year I'll make a vow. I'll think that I'm making a real vow. The truth is, it's not a vow because right now I am preempting the vow that I'm going to make in the future with a declaration that all vows that I will make in the future shall be null and void. It's for the future. That fits very well. Now we can understand the difference between Kol Nidre and Hataras Nedarim, which customarily we do Erev Rosh Hashanah. What do we do Erev Rosh Hashanah? We annul vows that we made in the past. That's the major. Now it's true, at the end of the Hataras Nedarim we also make a declaration for the future, but that's not really the main part of the Hataras Nedarim. The main part of the Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah is to annul all of the vows of the past. Yom Kippur is to annul all of the vows that we're going to make in the future. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now the reason why Rabbeinu, now this is in contrast to the Shita of the Rosh and the Shita of many other Rishonim that learned the purpose of Kol Nidre is exactly the same thing as Hataras Nedarim, to annul all of the vows of the past. Now the reason why Rabbeinu Tam has an issue with this is because you have to have, we are the Dayanim. A person, the Chazan, gets up and he makes the announcement. You have to have at least three Dayanim. You have to have a Dayanim. You have a Mahatarsim, you have to have Dayanim. Or you have to have at least one Dayan who's a Mumcha, an expert, a Yochid Mumcha. Where is he? We don't have a Mumcha Bizman Hazeh. There was only one person that's reciting the Kol Nidre, the Shlech Tzibur. And for Hataras Nedarim, the most, what they can see also, that all depends, the only one that recites Kol Nidre is the Shlech Tzibur. The people in the audience don't sit, they just hum along. Or if they get carried away, they'll sing along. But that's not necessarily, does not appear that's the way it was done traditionally. Today, I think everyone does, because today we don't know what we're doing. We just do all these strange things. But traditionally, the only one that would say the Kol Nidre was the Shliach Tzibur, and everyone would listen very quietly. You know, you go to a good a cantor, and you want to hear the Chazanis, they're going to shush you up. They're going to shush you up if you start humming along. You want to hear his voice, not just to hear your voice. So, Hataras Nedarim, the people in the audience, the people who need the null to be vowed, they're the ones that should be reciting the Hataras. Why over here is the one that's reciting the Hataras Nedarim, the Shliach Tzibur? Again, where are the Dayanim? And there are other issues. I don't remember all the details. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, because it doesn't make any sense, it has to be that this Hataras, that this Kol Nidre, is not to annul things of the past, it's a statement for the future. And that's how we differentiate this to Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah is for the past, and this is for the future. Now, what's so interesting is that this is true. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it gives a whole new perspective into the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If you ask the average person, tell me the difference between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Yomim Noiroyim. What's the difference? We go to shul on Rosh Hashanah, we go to shul on Yom Kippur, the Nusach HaTfilah, there are major similarities, it's not exactly the same. Okay, one day we eat, one day we don't eat, there are 2 days, shofar. Well, tell me just in a few words, what's the difference? So the average person, I think, will tell you, well, Rosh Hashanah, we focus on the future. It's a new year. We pray, what's going to be in the future? What we want a good year, a Shana Tova Umesukah, a year of happiness. Yom Kippur, we look back at the past. we look back at all of our sins, we committed terrible sins, and there's a din v'cheshbon, and we have to clean up a clean slate. So even the Chazal in the pasuk really says, "Sur me'rav ha'aseh tov." Our technique is first aseh tov. Let's focus on the future, Kabbalah ala asin Rosh Hashanah, and then we're going to do tshuva charata. We should not repeat our sins from the past year. We're going to look back in the past. I think that's what the average person would tell you. What's fascinating is when you look at the opening batter of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's Pumfa Keret, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone's running home, right? Before you leave Shul, what do you do at Rosh Hashanah? Hataras Nedarim. You undo all of the sins of the past, all of the vows that I've made the past year, even though we know really should not be Chal because we made a Moedah, but you let's clean slate. Everything we did in the past should be annulled, undo. And Yom Kippur, we're looking to the future. All of the things that I'm going to do in the future should be a good year. It should be a year where I should not be nichshel in any sins. What's going on? The answer is hagufa. That's exactly the point. If you want to look to the future, if you want to look at a shana mesukah, you got to cut yourself off from the past. And if you want to be misake in the past, if you want to fix up all my sins that I've done in the past, the only way you can do so is with a plan for the future. It's a very profound...
It's a past.
That's right. The pride, that's way. I'm not taking away from what the pride, it's a given. It's true. The primary focus of Rosh Hashanah is for the future. The primary focus of Yom Kippur is to be misake in the past. But Chazal were very clever and they wanted to remind you, don't think you can go to the future, even though the focus is the future, without focusing on the past. When you go to Rosh Hashanah and you're focusing Ashana, Taiva, Masukah, it's right, that's the focus, that's the primary. But we have to spoil your fun a little bit by reminding you, Erev Rosh Hashanah,
clean up the past.
Don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on it. Because that's not what Rosh Hashanah is. By definition, Rosh Hashanah is the future. But a little bit, clean up the past. When you come to Yom Kippur, oh, we got to clean up the past. I'm now in a new year. So whatever I'm doing on Yom Kippur, it's all about last year. It's all about the past. Let's not fool ourselves. It's true. It's all about the past. We have to clean our slate. But in order to do a full-fledged tshuva, you got to think about the future. You got to make sure that your future is clear. Your plan, you have a plan for the future. Only through a clear plan for the future will you be able to clean up properly your past. It's an incredible focus on how, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when you look at these two different things, which are similar but they're very different, and yet it's the opposite of what we would expect for what the theme of the day is all about. That's exactly the point. You can't go to the future without the past. You can't go to the past. You can't clean up the past without focusing on the future. Okay, so this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, of course, lived in... Where did he live? He lived in Germany or France. I always forget. Germany, right? Germany, Ashkenaz. So Rabbeinu Tam and Ashkenazim all come from Germany, Ashkenaz. And we, by and large, Ashkenazim follow the sheet of the Bali Tosfos. And that is why in the Birnbaum Siddur, it says, from now until the future, we follow the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The Sfaradim... What? The Sfaradim. No. Rabbeinu Tam was Ashkenaz. Rabbeinu Tam Ashkenaz. However, Rabbeinu Tam was Ashkenaz. Rabbeinu Tam. We follow Rabbeinu Tam. Ashkenazim come from same part of the world. Ashkenaz. Now we come to the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim. Now let me read you what it says over here in the Art Scroll. Art Scroll is the melting pot of post Chorban Europa. Korban Europe is the melting pot. So you have an art scroll. The art scroll is much more sophisticated because they have all the brackets. And this is also very classic. This has already been around for more than 20 years. Kol Nidre goes to the whole Nusach. Miyom Kippurim. Now, in the big letters, it says, Miyom Kippurim Zeh, Ad Yom Kippurim Haba Olei Mutav. Exactly like what it says in the traditional Ashkenaz Birnbaum Machzor. However, in the brackets, we're much more sophisticated in America. In the brackets, it says Miyom Kippurim Sho'ovar Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh. From last year's Yom Kippur until this year's Yom Kippur, which is the sheet of the Rosh, the Shrita, the sheet of all the Svardim, they follow this, Harei Mazeh, is that the purpose of Kol Nidre basically is a repeat performance of Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're Matir Neder privately, and we're Matir Neder publicly. We repeat the process. Not everyone is in shul on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Not everyone, but everyone comes to Yom Kippur to hear the Chazan say the Kol Nidre. So we do it again. But the purpose is Hataras Nidarim. All the questions of Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't have to be a kasha, they all answer. Because the truth is, who says, the only one that says that Kol Nidre is the Shliach Tzibur. Perhaps everyone in the audience says it along with the Shliach Tzibur in an undertone. And being that everyone is together, so everyone is like a dying for their fellow. When you do it in a communal way, it's another form of Hataras Nedarim. So this is another approach to the purpose of Hataras Nedarim, the past. Some people today, we're so all mixed up in America, some say both. Why not? So you say in the Nusach HaTzil, it says, Yom Kippurim Sh'avar, and Yom Kippurim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Zeh, and Yom Kippurim Havo Aleinu. You do the past, and you do the future, Yom Kippurim, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh. Then there's a third approach, the approach of the Nebuki Yosef. The Nebuki Yosef says that this is not Hataras Nedarim for the past. He doesn't have that Nusach, he has the Nusach of Rabbeinu Tam. And for the future, it's not really a Moedah, because the Moedah we already did Erev Rosh Hashanah. After you say Hataras Nedarim, you say Hinni Moedah Moedah, that are all in the Nedarim that I'm going to make in the future. What this is nothing more than a prayer. It's not a real Moedah, it's not a real Hatara. You are praying to Hashem that you should not be nichshol, you should not stumble in sin this coming year. All of the vows, meaning all of, when we say all of these terms, they all literally mean vows and things that you accept upon yourself, but it really alludes to all different segments of mitzvos. Mitzaseh and loisaseh, all of these terms are codes for different degrees of halacha. And you're basically, you're pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should give me siyata deshmaya to be oiled in the nisayon of what's going to come forward this year. And I should not be nichshol, I should be able to overcome the Yetzihara and live out my year without doing averos. Okay, so this is the call. So basically we have three mahalkim. Either it's a moedah for the future, that's Rabbeinu Tam, that's minig, that's the real minig Ashkenaz, and then there is the minig Sfard of the Rosh, that it's another Hataras Nedarim, or there's this new approach of the Nebuki Yosef, it's none of the above, it's nothing more than a tefillah. The minig is, the Shliach Tzibur says it three times. Why three times? It's not clear. It's emphasis. And the minhag is that the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to raise his voice successively. Each time he raises his voice a little bit louder. And it's supposed to be sung with the traditional nigun. It is osur to change the nigun of Kol Nidre. Today people do the strangest things. They take the traditional parts of davening and they have Kalbach Nigunim and all these modern Nigunim. Okay, there are parts of Davening which you can add melodies, but one thing that you don't play around with is you don't play around with the Nigun of the melody of Kol Nidre. There's a tradition, and this goes back, way, way back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. This is a time-honored melody you don't play around with. Okay, so that is pretty much the Kol Nidre. There's one nice little vort I like very much from the Sar Shalom Shal Bells. From the Bells of Rebbe, he used to say this to the women. You come to Or Zarua Latzadik Ule Yishrelev Simcha. We mentioned that's the minig of Rabbi Akiva that really opens up the Kol Nidre. He would say, Friday night in the Bamev Alikim, the Mishnah concludes, Chayev Adam Lomar, you have to say Rav Shabbos, Isartem, Eravtem, Hadliku Es Haner. Three things. Number one, did you take off Meiser, Isartem? Did you separate all the Meisros so that the food that you have is not Tevel? a raftem? Did you ask your people in the family, did you make your Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tchumin? Make sure you set aside, you can carry from one bayis to another bayis to the Erev Chatzeros. Did you put down an Erev Tchumin so you can walk more than 2,000 amos? And then, after you know for sure that all of the meiser has been separated, and the food is not tevel, and you have made your Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumin, you give a command, Hadliku Es Haner, light the candle. So he would say, the Sar Shalom Shal Bells, when you come to Kol Nidre, Isartem. That Isartem is Rosh Hashanah, Eser. Eser Tam. Is Isartem. Ayin, Sin, Reish, Tof Mem. Eser means 10. Tof Mem means it's over, it's complete. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva Tam have come to an end. Eravtem. Erev Tam, Erev Yom Kippur has come to an end. Where are we holding? Hadliku Es Haner, Or Zeruah Latzadik. The Ner means light. Or, unfortunately, look where we're holding. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the holiness of Erev Yom Kippur has also passed, and now is the Yom Hadin. Now it's time to begin Kol Nidre, which opens up with the words, Or Zarua Latzadik Uli Yishre Lev Simcha. Okay, let me share some other short ideas with you. Okay, I like this verse. We have three things. Shuva Utzfila Utztakas. I saw this in Rabbi the Shemin Hatoiv, Rabbi Weinberger, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, the rabbi of Williamsburg, the rabbi of the Young Israel of Williamsburg.
No, the Young Israel of Brooklyn.
Of Brooklyn?
Yes, yeah,
of Brooklyn.
It was in Williamsburg. Because it was the first Young Israel of Brooklyn.
Young Israel of Brooklyn. Wow, what a name, what a legend. The Young Israel of Brooklyn. Okay, so he has five svarim, very, very chashuv svarim, Jewish, powerful stuff. A lot of stuff is based on svasemes. So he says he was once told by a mechanech, a person who teaches children, tinoiko shel beis shaven. All you have to teach children is three things. The whole yisoid of life is three things. You teach them to say, excuse me, or slicha, right? Slicha, I'm sorry, or which goes, excuse me. You teach them to say please, and teach them to say thank you. If a child comes out of kindergarten and he knows how to say I'm sorry, he bumps into someone, he knocks someone over, he takes someone's toy block by mistake that's not his, and he knows how to say I'm sorry, or if he is online to go to the Beis Hakisei and someone's in his way and he says excuse me, which is part of saying I'm sorry, the mechanech has accomplished quite a bit. If you teach a child to say please before you give him something, before he takes something, please, you've accomplished quite a bit. And if you teach the child to say thank you, you've also accomplished quite a bit. And certainly, if every child that comes out of your kindergarten knows these three words, I'm sorry, please, and thank you, there's nothing more you can expect. There's no greater accomplishment you've done for this person. He has acquired life skills. It's equivalent to giving him a postdoctorate. Exactly. Everything in the kindergarten is a microcosm. So Rabbi Weinberger says, sometimes the simplest zertlach are the most powerful. That's really what we do in the highlight of the Nesane Tokef. Useshuva, usefila, utzedaka, ma'avirin esroya ha'gezera. What is tshuva? I'm sorry. You do tshuva. I'm sorry. To Hashem! Who else are you sorry? To your friend. Useshuva, slicha. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Usefila. Bakasha, please. You need something, you say to Hashem, please. Utsidaka, what's tzedakah? Thank you. Hashem, you've given me parnasa, so let me give back something. Let me show my thanks by giving a few dollars to tzedakah. Everything, so here you have the Gedele Yisrael, all of the mature individuals, the Beis HaKnesses, all standing and screaming, Useshuva, Usefila, Utsedaka, Ma'avirin Esrei HaGezerah. These skills you've learned in kindergarten. You've learned to say, I'm sorry, please and thank you. These are the old skills. You just have to go back to the roots and you will succeed on the Yimei Hadin. Okay, let me just tell you some other short verdlach. Okay, one little thing, cute little thing, come to Ne'ilah. This year we're not going to be saying Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur because it's Shabbos. The only time we get a crack at it is at Ne'ilah. But Ne'ilah is not the same, because Ne'ilah we don't say Chosveinu, we say Chosmeinu. So I saw a cute little vart, maybe he brings that, I think the mayor of David Cohen, I don't know where I saw this, the gematria, leave you the gematria, think about when you come to the end of the Hadin, the gematria of Chosveinu is 478. The gematria of Chosmeinu is 506. What's the difference between 506 and 478? 26. So when you come to the Yimei, you come to the Chasima, and you're changing from Chosveinu to Chosmeinu, you're not just changing, you're going up. You're going up from what you've done during the entire Aseres Yimei Teshuva of saying Chosveinu of 478, you're now going up to Chosmeinu, because who are you going with? Who is taking you by the hand? Hashem. Hashem, you're not alone. When you come to the Chasima is not a Chasima. It's a Ksiva together with Hashem. That's what the Chasima is, the Ksiva B'yachat. Hashem, you come with me. We go together. We go through this together. And when Hashem comes with you, the Yudkei Vavkei is the Shem Hashem of Rachamim, not the Shem Yudkei Vavkei Alokim. That's what Chosmeinu. It's Chosveinu with Rachamim. We just simply translate. Chosmeinu. No, I'm hungry. Let's put the seal on and let's go and let's daven Ma'ariv. No. Chosmeinu is. It's a different type of ksiva. It's a ksiva with Yudkei Vavkei with Rachamim. Okay, another short idea. How many when we say Avinu, when we say Al-Chayt, Al-Chayt Shechot Lefanecha, the Oynis of Rotsan, Al-Chayt, 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 how many times do you clap Al-Chayt? You'll count the Al-Chayt, so you'll get a little bit tired during davening, you'll count 44. 44. Why are there 44 Al-Chayt? Is it an accident? Is it a coincidence? Are 44 times you say Al-Chayt? So Rav David Cohen says an amazing vart, because if you count in the Marim Sechta Yom, the different opinions of how the calculation is, exactly how the Avodah was done. Today they have all these nice colorful books showing you exactly how the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah Yom Kippurim. How many times the Kohen Gadol sprinkled blood from the Karbanos of the Tzibah on Yom Kippur? 44 times. I'll go to the Cheshvan. There's the Avodah of Yom Kippur includes the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer. So first he goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he sprinkles 8 Achas Lamala, Shiva Lamata of the Dam HaPar. And then 8, 1 Lamala, 1 Lamata Dam HaSoyer. Okay, that's 16. And then he does the same thing again outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim opposite the Paroches. How many times? Again, 16, 8, 1 Lamala and 7 Lamata of the Dam HaPar, 1 Lamata, 1 Lamata Dam HaSoyer. That's 16, 16, we're up to 32. Right, 16, 6, and 32. 4 times 8, 32. Then what does he do? He goes to the Mizbeach Hazaf. How many times does he sprinkle? He sprinkles really 5 times. 5, 4, 4 on the 4 corners. On the 4 corners of Mizbeach Hazaf. And one time on the Tiharoi Shel Mizbeach, on the center. 4, so it's 5 applications from the Dam HaPar and 5 applications from the Dam HaSoyer, the 4 corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav and the center of the Mizbeach HaZahav. And then what that takes us from 32 to 42. And then what does he do with the leftover blood? He pours it on the foundation of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So the Shirayim, the Shri Hashem, is another application, one for the par, one for the soyer, for a grand total of 44. 44 applications of blood from the primary korbanos of Yom Kippur, the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoyer. And Chazal tell us that what brings atonement when you bring a korban, it's the zrika. You slaughter the korban, you makabel the dam, and you apply the blood in different ways, depending on the korban, to the mizbech. Lamal, lamata, four corners, two corners, one corner, shlicha, zrika, hazah, all the various. But Yom Kippur has a very unique type of application of blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, along the Paroches, the Mizbeach HaZav, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. And if you count the number of applications of blood which brings atonement for Yom HaKippurim, it's a grand total of 44. What do we do in the Shalma, Farim, Sifaseinu? What's the Iker atonement for us on Yom HaKippurim? When you clap Al-Chet, Al-Chet, Shechatonu Lefanecha. But in this verse, Al-Chet, Shechatonu, we did this and that and there. How many times do you clap Al-Chet? 44 times. So it's an amazing way to give you inspiration, not to get bored. Just like with the Kohen Gadol, when he did all the different types of avoda, each one was very meaningful. Achas lamala, shiv lamat, we even sing it. Achas, achas viachas, achas shtaim, achas shalosh, achas v'arba. Each application was a major event. Major event. In the Nusach HaTefillah, we spend so much time going through each application. And then you go to the Mizbeach HaZav, and you put on all four corners and the center. And then you go outside, and you take the Shiram, you put on the Mizbeach HaZav. It's serious business. If you miss even one of the applications, the avod is no good. The avod is no good. When you clap Al-Chait, you miss one Al-Chait, that's it. You're missing out. The formula is not going to work. It's not going to bring atonement. Each one of the Al-Chaits corresponds to one of the applications of Dam of the Korbanos of Yom HaKippurim.
Dam is 44.
The Gematria of Dam is 44. That's right, very good. That's very good. Okay, just the other two other very short things that there are two things in davening that we say the whole year round should be aware of was really composed for Yom Kippur. This may be shocking to some people, but the nusach of Ato Echad, or we say Shabbos Mincha. You know, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Yom Kippur is the ultimate Shabbos. It's the Shabbos Shabbosam. Every Shabbos Mincha, when we recite Ato Echad v'Shimcha Echad, that really is a reference to Yom Kippur. Let me read you the words. Ato echot v'shimcha echot u'mika amcha yisho goyach abaris teferes gudulia teres yeshua yoim menucha u'kidusha la'amcha nosata Avraham yogel yisro yirani yakud avinu chavo menuchas avo nedova menuchas emes emuna menuchas shol meshalva hashke vetach menuchas shalema. It's the complete menucha sha'aterot yakiru v'necha. Okay, Yom HaKippurim is the day, the ultimate day of recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the day of Slicha Mechila, V'yedu ki me'itrahi menuchasam yal menuchasam yagdish shmech. In fact, you see the meaning of certain Hasidim. Okay, we're not from these groups of people that before Ne'ilah, they would sing Ato Echad. Isn't that a beautiful minug? Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the nusach of Ato Echad, it's the spitz of what Yom Kippur is all about. And they would sing Ato Echad before they would begin the tefillah of Ne'ilah. Another thing to keep in mind is Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. This is well known. Mitzvah Shabbos, there's a piyut. If you eat Shalosh Sudos and you say Hamavdil, this beautiful piyut that appears, that piyut was not composed for Mitzvah Shabbos. It was composed for Yom Kippur. Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol Chatoseinu Hu Yimchol Zareinu V'Chaspeinu Yarbei Chachol V'Chakochovim Baloila Yoim Pona Ketzel Toimer Ekro Lokel. You read these words, they're very powerful words. They all are explicitly referring to Yom Kippur. And for whatever reason, Shabbos is in the end of Yom Kippur, so we recite it. But these are two tefillos which we should remember. Ato Echad, Hamavdil, these are things to focus on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, we will stop here. Have a wonderful day. We'll pick up tomorrow some more things.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's you. So on the Yom HaKippurim, they are in Japan. Of the last year.
No.
I know, but we say both of them.